In Chile, the Socialist Party leader Michelle Bachelet has won the first round of presidential elections. The former leader took almost 47% of the vote against conservative rival Evelyn Matte on 25%. However, the result was not enough for an outright win for Bachelet, and the election will be put to a runoff vote next month. For more on this, we're joined on the line from Santiago by correspondent Ed Stocker. Good morning, Ed.
Very good morning to you.
Now, this is a victory, but not exactly the result that Bachelet was hoping for in this first round. Did something go wrong here?
Well, yeah, I mean, it's interesting. There'd been, in her camp, quite a lot of confidence. And certainly, most commentators here in Santiago had suggested that she was probably going to get, enough votes across that 50% plus one vote in order to avoid a second round runoff. She didn't quite do that on the night, but one can't deny that, she is now a force to be reckoned with. 47% of the vote, as you were just saying, against 25% from her rival. It certainly shows that the left in Chile is resurgent, and, there shouldn't be any problem in her winning the presidential elections when there's a second round runoff, which is going to be on December the 15th. So really, the celebrations have been put on hold slightly, but it's highly unlikely that anything will go wrong on that second round vote in a month's time.
So what did Bachelet have to say then to her supporters following the first round?
Well, it wasn't quite the party that we were kind of expecting or we thought might happen. At the same time, she was putting on, her happiest face, saying that, talking about the things she's really mentioned all campaign, that she wants to change Chile, that it's not going to be an easy task, but she thinks it's something that can be done, and, emphasizing the fact that, her party, her coalition represents the grand majority of Chile. And it's just all about the next step that is in December. But, of course, not quite the celebrations they would have been looking for, but still looks like it's going to be a fairly easy task come December.
Now, although the vote went smoothly yesterday, a group of protesting students actually occupied Bachelet's campaign headquarters. Can you tell us what that was about?
Sure, yeah. This is probably the most controversial part of the election, to be honest. They all went fairly smoothly. A group of around 20 students, secondary school students, occupied the seat, the Bachelet's seat in the Providencia neighbourhood of Santiago. Obviously, this is part of an ongoing issue over free education and quality education that's become quite key over the last few years with the student protests that began in 2006 with secondary education and then more widely with university education in 2011. A sign that Bachelet needs to reform what is a very highly privatized and unfair education system, something that was key part of her platform. But it shows that if she doesn't deliver the goods when she should win the second round election in December, that she's going to have more protests probably on her hands, not just from the university students, but also the secondary ones, as the occupation today showed.
Correspondent Ed Stocker there on the line from Santiago following the news that the Chilean Socialist Party leader Michelle Bachelet has won the first round of presidential elections. The vote will now be put to a runoff on December 15.